Good morning. Thank you for being here today. I'm Britt Colanter, and I'm going to be presenting on the contribution of Sentinel surveillance sites to San Diego County's influenza surveillance program. And I'd like to acknowledge Jeff Johnson, Michelle Ginsberg, and Jill Giesick for their contributions to this project. I have no financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation to disclose. First, why do we do influenza surveillance? Flu is not a reportable condition, but it can have a big impact. Surveillance is a public health assessment of the impact of influenza on healthcare, disease severity, including influenza deaths, current strains circulating, vaccine effectiveness, and outbreak identification and control. In addition, influenza-like illness syndrome of fever and respiratory symptoms is common to several bioterrorist agents, so diagnosing influenza can be important for bioterrorism surveillance. In San Diego County, we perform year-round surveillance for influenza. Excuse me. The indicators we look at try to assess influenza's impact in terms of emergency department saturation for influenza-like illness, the effect of school on school-age children, including absenteeism reporting. We look at severity of influenza in terms of tracking and investigating influenza deaths, and the type of influenza being detected and viral characterization of circulating strains through the laboratory component. Another goal is to identify when the first strains of influenza are detected around the county, just to get a feel for when flu is starting to circulate each season. So for the past 5 years, San Diego County has enhanced their influenza surveillance program by adding Sentinel sites, which are clinics, to perform additional influenza testing and reporting. We do have, it's a voluntary reportable condition, so we have a lot of different hospitals and facilities that do test and report, but we wanted to increase our capture of those cases by involving participating clinics. These clinics serve populations such as college students, pediatric patients, inner city populations, tribal health clinics, and clinics. We have a clinic that serves hotel guests in San Diego County. We also look at a geographic distribution of the county. We have a very large county. We wanted to include sites from all around the county. What we do is provide rapid influenza testing kits. The sites do the testing and they report positive detections to public health. And some of the sites also contribute specimens to public health lab for strain typing. Here's a this graph shows the number of flu sites, the Sentinel sites participating each year since 2003-04 season. We have recently increased the number to 23 in the past season, the 2007-2008 season. So we had 23 participating sites. This is a map showing the geographic distribution of the sites that participate in our Sentinel surveillance program. San Diego County has a large territory of 42 square miles and over 3 million population, and so we wanted to have both urban and rural areas represented. Most of our hospitals aren't in the rural areas, so. This graph shows a number of voluntary reports of influenza positive lab detections received by public health by week for the last two flu seasons. A season is considered from October to May, so weeks 40 through 20, you can see on the graph there. And in 2007-08, we had over twice the number of reports received for the season. Yet you can see that the seasons had similar overall trends with the peak after the first of the year week one, and they lasted throughout the whole season to May. Some of the reasons for differing number of receiving flu reports can be varied from a novel strain being circulated or the vaccine not being effective, or have more people just getting influenza. We may have more people doing flu tests, more people reporting to public health, varying vaccination rates, more public health concern about flu causing increased testing, or just normal fluctuations in seasons. So since influenza is not a mandatory reportable condition and there's so many different factors, we must interpret with caution the reports that we do receive. Here's a detailed look of the 2006-07 influenza reports we received by type. The season was predominantly influenza A, and it peaked in week 5. And just a note, influenza A is more severe infection than influenza B and is associated with bird flu and pandemic strains. So we're more interested in A. In 2007-08, the season was also predominantly influenza A, but we had a fair proportion of influenza B throughout the season, which could have been related to the fact that influenza B vaccine strain wasn't well matched for the season. This season peaked in week 7. The Center Sentinel surveillance sites for influenza, as far as the ones reported by our sites, compared to all others. In this graph, you can see the similar peak week of week 5 in the 06-07 season. And and see that there's just a similar trend here. Over 700 influenza positive reports received this season, and our sites represented 15% of those reports. And this, there you can see that they also dropped significantly after the peak of the season. The testing and reporting of our Sentinel sites was clear drop off, and that may just be because we don't provide flu tests for all their patients that come in with influenza-like illness. We just want to get an established influenza positive in that part of the county, and just to continue testing from time to time, not get everybody that comes to the door with influenza-like illness. So we don't provide testing for the whole season. And this graph shows the total reports received, and including those reported by the Sentinel sites. You can see a similar peak there as well, similar trends and peak at week 7. And this season we received over 1,900 reports, and our Sentinel sites contributed 11% of those. And I think that just shows that our Sentinel sites are a good representation of what's happening with flu in the county, because they seem to correlate really well with the overall trends. This table shows the number of reports received by season. So our sites actually reported 53% of the Sentinel sites reported in 06-07. They reported positive detections to us, and that was representing 15% of all the reports we received for the season, like I said. And then in 07-08, 56% or 13 of the sites reported positives to us, and then that represented 11% of the season. So we feel like we're able to contribute to our understanding of influenza and the population served by these clinics, which wouldn't have been represented otherwise. These tables show, the first table on top is the results subtyped at Public Health Lab, and we had 13% of all influenza A's that were typed were from, in the 2006-2007 season, were from our Sentinel sites, and 14% were from our Sentinel sites in 2007-2008 season. And you can see that there are similar proportions of H1s and influenza A, H3s represented by our sites as well, comparative to the whole. So again, representative of what's happening with flu in the populations that they serve. The bottom table shows the strain type results that we received from the state viral rickettsial disease lab and the CDC. Some of the specimens were forwarded on to the state for subtyping, and some of them were our Sentinel sites specimens. In 06-07, there were four specimens from our Sentinel sites sent. One of those was identified as the strain, the influenza A New Caledonia, which was well matched for the vaccine, and three influenza Bs were typed as the Victoria lineage. And that season, the CDC found that there was reduced reaction to the vaccine and Anasera for that lineage, so that was interesting. And unfortunately, last season, 2007-2008, no Sentinel site specimens were forwarded for subtyping or strain typing, but we did have eight that were sent for the season, and you can see the results here. So in conclusion, our Sentinel sites for our influenza season or influenza surveillance has increased detection and reporting of a non-reportable condition of interest and added understanding of influenza's impact on specific populations. The Sentinel sites results were similar to overall season trends for the 06-07 and 07-08 season, which validates them as a good addition for the flu surveillance and good indicators. And the proportion of reports were similar for each season. Also, this program with the Sentinel sites has increased public health relationship with community partners. And in the future, we do plan to include more understanding of the geographic distribution by obtaining patient zip code and vaccine status for those that are testing positive. We do get some of those data from our other sites, I mean, just the reports in general, but not from our sites in particular, so we're hoping to do more analysis like that next season. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Hi. The question I have is, what percentage of your Sentinel sites actually report weekly on their ILI percentages? Because we've had terrible results with ours. They're actually pretty good about sending it back to the lab, because that gets you valuable, but actually getting the weekly reports that is the whole reason for the Sentinel is very low.
Okay, well, our Sentinel sites actually only report when they have a positive detection using their flu kits. Our influenza-like illness reports come from the hospitals, emergency departments, so we have a different way of doing it, I think. So we ask them to fill out a log for each patient that they test, and if it's a positive result, then they fax that log to us at Public Health. And if it's not, then we don't hear from them. But I guess we have had situations where they forget to fax it, so, you know, we follow up with them and ask them if they've had any positives, and sometimes, you know, there is, you know, they're busy, so they do report it eventually, but so that can be a problem. But we don't ask for weekly reports. We ask for a report if it's positive or when the sheet's complete, so. Any other questions?
One more question.
Thank you very much.